good afternoon from me, Bruno, and welcome to National Radio's first ever all-compact disc show. Now's your chance to hear music at its very best. Firstly, if you normally listen on medium wave, retune to FM stereo on 88 to 90.2 megahertz. That's somewhere down the left end of the dial. Turn us up a little bit, and for the next 85 minutes, we'll play a game together known as Spot the Scratch. And I'm betting all my nana sandwiches that you won't hear a single one. With a bit of luck, here's Howard Jones. Jones from Pearl on the Shell gets us going. Hello, good afternoon. Hope you're enjoying your bank holiday Monday. You're going to enjoy it even more with the fabulous sound of compact disc from now until 7 o'clock. And if you've never thought of buying a compact disc player, I think that by the time we've ended this show, you're going to think again. Some of the stuff we've got lined up for you tonight is brilliant. Billy Idol, Blondie, Ultravox, Dire Straits, Nick Kershaw, Donald Fagen, the Doobie Brothers, Huey Lewis and the News, The Cars, Billy Ocean, and yes... I'd heard that tune somewhere before, yes, and that was a song called Leave It. If you've only just tuned to us on Radio 1, it is all compact disc until 7 o'clock. And I must admit, the first thought of this programme, which was a couple of weeks back, you know, that the fact that we'd have no records here to play was quite horrendous, the thought of it. So I thought, well, I'd have to be in the studio at least 2 hours before going on air to sort out how these compact disc players actually work. But I'm quite surprised. I mean, they're simple at the end of the day. It's just a question of opening a fader and pressing a button in exactly the same way as a normal record. So I'm impressed so far. Hope you are as well. 16 minutes to 6 is the time. And here's Human League from the LP Dare, or should I say the compact disc Dare. And Don't You Want Me. Going to be hearing a lot of my voice tonight for one good reason, and that is that I think I've caught a cold in the fresh air of the Welsh mountains over the weekend. And apart from that, music is having total priority with us being on compact disc tonight. Sade is next with Smooth Operator. The one thing I have noticed about these compact disc players is that there's a slight pause the moment you press the button on track one. All the other tracks on the disc seem to come in straight away, but if you're playing band one, you have to wait 5 or 6 seconds. So your timing has to be immaculate. And mine? Well, I'm not sure about that.
He's loving with another girl and playing with another heart. Placing high stakes, making hearts ache. He's loved in 7 languages.
Retune to stereo. You don't know what you're missing. Put your slippers on at the same time, it'll sound even better. And that was Sade with Smooth Operator. I suppose we couldn't ignore that particularly because it's so good. 8 minutes to six. Some advantages with the compact disc. Well, you can't damage the disc by scratching it, as you probably know, as the music is stored inside the plastic and not on the surface like a normal record. They don't need turning over either, so you get the whole LP without having to get up and change it, which is nice if you're lazy, like me at times. There's no background noise in the quiet bits, and for those old discs, you know, like stuff like Steely Dan, Do It Again, which you'd want to play at this sort of quality today, you'd never get any sort of background noise or whatsoever. If you don't like certain tracks on the LP, you can program the player to miss them out altogether, so that's also nice. And as you obviously know, they're very small to actually stick on the shelf. They're very compact. David Bowie. He's pretty compact. Modern Love. I know when to go out. I know when
to stay in. Get things done.
Stereo. Radio One.
David Bowie's Modern Love with Donald Fagan's IGY to follow. You heard a few advantages for the compact disc player a moment ago. Well, there are a few disadvantages. I'm not going to promote those as yet, though. I'll probably tell you about those a bit later on. Because, you see, we want you to be impressed all the way to the end. You know what I mean? This is brilliant. Hope it's sounding good in the car as well. Donald Fagan, that's called IGY from the Nightfly. 3 minutes past six on your favourite radio station across the UK. It's Radio 1 in stereo. To more mundane matters, the weather, which hasn't been so bad today for this bank holiday Monday, just to let you know exactly what's going on tonight, it's fair in Glasgow and Belfast, Birmingham and Plymouth. It's got to be bright in Manchester, bright in Cardiff, bright in London. Does that mean the sun's going to shine tonight? Well, at least it's not going to rain hard anyway. Billy Idol's next with White Wedding.
Hey, little sister, what have you done?
Nice to hear that again. It's Blondie and Union City Blue. It's coming up to 11 minutes past six on National Radio's first ever all-compact disc radio show. It's a pleasure to be doing it and hearing some of the stuff we're playing as well. Incidentally, if you're a big fan of Blondie, you'll know that Chris Stein, who's a member of the band and also Debbie Harry's boyfriend, he's been seriously ill just recently. We've had news here at Radio 1 that he is getting better, so that's good news. Now, those disadvantages with the compact disc, well, there are a few. There are a few bad points. The price is the first one, I suppose, with discs which are still at about £10 each. But that's because it's still early days in the technology. But prices do seem to be coming down day by day. That goes for the price of players as well. They are very, very expensive. But dealers are getting very competitive now. So I suppose the word is to shop around. I think the cheapest compact disc player is about £260, which is still a little bit on the expensive side. It's quite funny. I remember my old man, he bought a video camera when they first came out. And then, you know, they just cost a fortune. And I laughed at him. You know, when he bought this thing, I said, you're a fool, they'll come down. And now I think they're about a fifth of the price. So, told you so, Dad. Don't buy a compact disc player as yet. Probably next week. Might be £250 next week. This is worth every penny. Ultravox from the collection Reap the Wild Wind. Ultravox, that's called Reap the Wild Wind. We really have got some great music for you up until 7 o'clock. Elton John, Madonna, Spandau Ballet, Duran Duran, Alan Parsons Project, and much more. There really is quite an extensive collection that you're able to buy on compact disc. I know that because Martin Cox, my producer, apparently, according to him, has the largest collection in the country. And I've seen it. There are hundreds. So quite a selection if you fancy the idea of buying some.